Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book. Reading Rainbow, I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. Reading Rainbow, I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book.
LeVar Burton, live on location for EGG TV. Today, as you can see, I'm down on the farm for an exclusive Reading Rainbow report. We're here to see if we can answer that age-old question, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Excuse me, gentlemen, would you care to comment? Well, I guess these guys aren't talking. But let's go inside to see what the hens have to say. Wow! These hens have plenty to say. What do you think? Did the first chicken lay the first egg? Or did the first chicken hatch from the first egg? Well, which one was it? Who came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, when you think about it, not exactly an easy question. And I don't think they have the answer either. Wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. We have a late breaking story. It's called Chickens Aren't the Only Ones. What does that mean? Well, I bet this book has the answer to that question.
Chickens Aren't the Only Ones by Ruth Heller. Read by Georgia Engel. Chickens lay the eggs you buy, the eggs you boil, or fry, or die. Leave alone so you can see what grew inside naturally. Chickens aren't the only ones. Every bird, wild or tame, does the same. The ostrich lays the largest egg. The hummingbird, the smallest. Chickens aren't the only ones. Most snakes lay eggs, and lizards too. And crocodiles? Turtles do. And dinosaurs who are extinct. But they were reptiles too. Frogs and toads and salamanders lay eggs. And when they hatch, they're tadpoles who grow legs and climb a lily pad. Just like their mom and dad. They don't have claws or scaly skins. They are called amphibians. fish eggs float up to the surface or sink to the bottom of the ocean floor. This mother seahorse lays her eggs into the father's pouch. He keeps them there until they hatch, and then he's through. I think that's nice of him, don't you? These fathers, too, are helping out by guarding eggs, and they won't leave until they're sure that all the eggs have hatched. These don't look like eggs to me, but they were laid in the sea. This one by a shark. This one by a ray is a mermaid's purse, they say. The octopus is said to shed 100,000 eggs and then to hang them up in strings attached to rocks or caves. The moon snail's eggs are mixed with sand to form this collar-looking band. Spiders wrap their eggs in sacks. And snails, you know, are very slow. But they lay eggs that hatch and grow, and so do insects who have six legs. And lay many different kinds of eggs. This one will hatch into a hungry caterpillar who will grow and grow and grow and then climb up a stem and change into this, a chrysalis, and change again one summer morn. That's how a butterfly is born. Animals with fur or hair who nurse their young and don't lay eggs are known as mammals or mammalia. But these are two exceptions, and they both live in Australia. Spiny anteater, duckbill platypus. Chickens aren't the only ones. There's no more to discuss. Everyone who lays an egg is oviparous. Animals who don't lay eggs have babies born alive and well. But that's another tale to tell.
Chickens may not be the only ones, but these are all chicken eggs, dozens and dozens of them. But these are not the kind of eggs that we eat for breakfast. These are the kind of eggs that will hatch into baby chickens. This is the incubator room at Moyer's Hatchery, where the eggs are kept safe and warm, just as if they were still under their mother. The eggs will stay in this incubator for 19 days at an exact temperature of 99 degrees. There are over a dozen incubators here at the hatchery, and each one holds hundreds and hundreds of eggs. That means each day, over 2,000 chicks will hatch. To make sure the yolk doesn't stick to one side, the hens turn the eggs with their foot. Here, it's done mechanically. Extraordinary. Hold it. I've just been handed this report, and it looks as if this story is about to break wide open.
Living in an age that all is cracked up to be. Oh, no. There's a whole wide world out there I'd sure like to see. I'd like to spread my wings, though I'm not sure if chickens can fly. There are so many things I'll never know I can do unless I give them a try. I'm breaking out. I'm breaking out. It's hard to leave the old shell behind, but that's what growing's all about. may be a little chicken, but I'm not afraid. I've been waiting for this moment since the moment I was laid. I don't know what the world is like, but I bet it's really swell. So make some room, 'cause today's the day I'm breaking out of my shell. Look out, world, I'm breaking out. I'm breaking out. I'll make lots of friends with future roosters and hens. There's no time to sit and pout. I'm breaking out, without a doubt. Come what may, today's the day I'm breaking out. Come what may, today's the day I'm breaking out.
You never know exactly when something can break on the egg beat. Take this quiet beach in Melbourne, Florida, an unlikely setting for a big story, but late tonight we'll bring you exclusive coverage of an amazing event. Loggerhead turtles will emerge from the ocean to lay and bury their eggs right here in the sand. Thanks for the ride, Blair. Hiya, Lou.
How are you doing, LeVar? Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too. Do you have any turtle sightings up here?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this track here indicates that there's a loggerhead just on the beach above us.
Good stuff. This is Dr. Lou Earhart, a turtle biologist. He's a scientist that studies turtles.
I think this loggerhead might be laying her eggs right now. We'd better get up there and have a look at her.
Let's go. You know, Lou, I've never seen a loggerhead turtle before.
Well, they're really impressive animals. I think you're going to be excited when you see this one.
You know, Lou, when I think of turtles, I think of the little guys that you buy in drugstores for pets.
Right.
I don't think I've ever been next to a turtle this big before.
All of the sea turtles are really big ones. This one's only about 200 pounds, but the average is more like 255 pounds, the size of a big man.
What's she doing with the flapping of her feet
well,
here?
Let's take a look. She's, each time she raises those flippers, she lays some eggs, and,
she's laying eggs now?
Yeah, sure. And we can, get
wow.
a look at that, just like that, and,
there they are. They look like ping pong balls.
Let me show you one. They're quite durable at this stage, and,
is it okay to touch it?
Sure. Notice there's a tiny little dimple on it. You can push that dimple around. It sort of shows you how soft the shell is, unlike a chicken egg.
It really does feel like a ping pong ball, kind
yeah.
of like a soft, squishy
right.
ping pong ball.
That's right.
And the baby turtle is inside there, huh?
Absolutely. There's a tiny embryo in there now that you could only see with a microscope, but it's beginning to grow.
But how many are down in there?
Probably about 40 by now.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a few more than that.
How many will she lay?
Well, she'll probably lay another 40 or 50, but it could be a lot more than that. Sometimes these turtles lay as many as 150 or 160.
Are you kidding? 160 eggs?
And she's probably been here 2 weeks ago and done the same thing, and maybe 2 weeks before that.
That's a lot of eggs, Lou. Look, she's covering up the eggs now.
Yeah, she sure is, and she'll use those flippers very much like hands.
Oh, yeah, actually, look, yeah. she's using kind of like scoops, like little shovels.
And like a hand in a mitten. That's the way
yeah.
it is. You can still operate your hand pretty well when you have a mitten on, you
sure.
know? But and that's exactly what the flipper is like.
Are there actual separations? I mean, are there like five fingers or four
sure.
fingers? Can you tell?
Sure. I think you can feel their finger bones in there. They're equivalent to yours and mine just
oh, yeah.
One to one.
There's one there,
mm-hmm.
one there.
Yeah.
There's one there, and one down there. So she's got five, just like we do.
Just exactly like we do, really.
I've heard that loggerhead turtles look like they're crying a lot of the time.
Yes, and a lot of people associate that with tears and pain and emotion. We don't think it's that at all. She has a gland in the corner of her eye that helps her to rid her body of salt. And it's that salt is flushed out by a fluid at the corner of her eye. So, you know, they're only tears in the broadest sense of that word. They're not tears the way we usually think of human tears.
Right. So she's really not sad or anything like that?
Not a bit. Not a bit. Yeah, we can knock some of that sand off her head. You can see how pretty she is, really. A lot of people think loggerheads are kind of ugly, but I don't think so. They've got a nice golden brown.
Yeah, she really is pretty.
Color. And you might want to touch the skin of her neck. It's much softer than you might think for a reptile.
Oh, yeah. She's moving around a lot, Lou. What's she doing now?
Well, as a matter of fact, she's begun now to camouflage the nest. She feels she has to hide it from raccoons and other things that might want to come along and dig up those eggs. And she's going to throw a whole lot of sand back over the top.
Ooh, she's moving around here. What's she doing now, Lou?
Heading back to the ocean. This is tiring work for her.
It's got to be exhausting.
Moving that big body around has got to be exhausting.
Especially since she's not used to being out of the water.
Exactly. Huh? Or bearing her weight. She doesn't bear her weight when she's swimming, and now all of a sudden she has to bear it.
So she lays her eggs and then just walks away, huh?
As far as she's concerned, it's all over. Most reptiles don't do any parenting. Those eggs that she laid are totally on their own and have to survive without any attention from their mother or their father. But that's really not the end of the story. This is the time of the season when there's some hatching going on. And if we stay up till dawn, we might see one of those hatchings occurring. Or you have to be really lucky to come upon an emergence like this, but it looks like this is our lucky day.
You don't see this very often,
Not
huh?
very often at all.
So how long have these little guys been down there in the sand, Lou?
Well, about 7 weeks in the egg and maybe 2 or 3 days after they've left the egg.
So they've been crawling up for 2 or 3 days from down there in the sand?
That's right. They've been pulling sand down from the sides and the ceiling, piling it up on the bottom so that it raises them up like an elevator.
Is it all right to pick one up?
Sure is.
Yeah?
Yeah, it won't hurt.
Wow, he's really moving and grooving here. It's really like he wants to go someplace.
Yeah, that's exactly it. He's got a lot of energy stored up, ready to make a long swim.
So once he gets into the ocean, where does he go?
We think he goes far out into the ocean, maybe 20, 30, 40 miles out there. He becomes associated with floating masses of seaweed.
Maybe we better set him on his way here,
He sure got a long way to go.
There you go, little guy. Bye-bye. The investigation continues, and it's taken us to some terrific places. And one of the best places to look for information is in a good book. So here are some others that you might want to investigate, but you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, I'm Sasha. I used to wonder how an egg became a chicken, but I found out from this science book called Egg the Chick. It's an exciting story, and it's all true. You'll see how eggs are formed in a hen's body. After an egg is fertilized, the baby chicken starts growing inside of it. It takes about 21 days for the little chick to be ready to hatch. When the chick is growing inside the egg, it hardly looks like a chicken at all. This was a super book. It got me hatching some great ideas. So go to your library and get Egg the Chick.
Hello. I'm Stephanie Jackson. Isn't it great to have friends? I'm here to recommend a book to you that tells the story of two very special friendships. It's called Mrs. Huggins and Her Hen, Hannah. Mrs. Huggins' best friend was Hannah, her hen. Everything Mrs. Huggins did, Hannah did with her. They baked pies together. They even milked the cow together. One day, a sad thing happened. Hannah got sick and then she died. But there was a big surprise in store for Mrs. Huggins and a new friend. This story taught me a lot about friendship, and the pictures in the book will make you smile. Mrs. Huggins and her hen Hannah is available at the public library. Why not pick it up?
Hi, do you like science riddles? Well, here's one for you. What swims in the ocean, has no feathers, but lays eggs? Give up? A turtle. And you can find out a lot more about turtles and tortoises in this book, Turtle and Tortoise. The biggest turtles are giant leathery turtles. They grow to be about 10 feet long and weigh 1 ton. You'll see some baby turtles in the book. They're really cute. The biggest tortoises can grow up to be 4 feet long. And guess what? They can even be friendly if they don't have any enemies in the area. The book has excellent photographs, and it wasn't difficult to read at all. I'm Michael Rona, and if you're an animal lover, come on out of your shell and head down to your nearest library. Ask your librarian for Turtle and Tortoise.
For as long as people have been asking the question, which came first, the chicken or the egg, they've also said that you shouldn't count your chickens before they're hatched. Well, they hatched. And there are just too many to count. You know, we never did find out which came first, the chicken or the egg. That's because some questions have more than one answer. And some of those answers just lead to more questions. In fact, I wonder which came first, the question or the answer. Whew. Well, guess that's a good subject for our next report. LeVar Burton, EGGTV. I'll see you next time.
Living in an age that all is cracked up to be. Oh no, there's a whole wide world out there I'd sure like to see. I'd like to spread my wings, though I'm not sure if chickens can fly. There are so many things I'll never know I can do unless I give them a try. I'm breaking out. I'm breaking out. It's hard to leave the old shell behind, but that's what growing's all about. I'm breaking out. Without a doubt, come what may, today's the day I'm breaking out. I may be a little chicken, but I'm not afraid. I've been waiting for this moment since the moment I was laid. I don't know what the world is like, but I bet it's really swell. So make some room, 'cause today's the day I'm breaking out of my shell. Look out, world, I'm breaking out. I'm breaking out. I'll make lots of friends with future roosters and hens. There's no time to sit and pout. I'm breaking out. Without a doubt. What may, today's the day I'm breaking out.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are Chickens Aren't the Only Ones by Ruth Heller, published by Grosset and Dunlap. Egg to Chick by Millicent E. Selsom, pictures by Barbara Wolf, published by Harper and Row. Mrs. Huggins and Her Hen Hannah by Lydia Dabkovich, published by E.P. Dutton. Turtle and Tortoise, from the Animals in the Wild series by Vincent Cerventi, published by Rain Tree Publishers, Incorporated.